Smallbiz America.
The brain.
He's worked with world-famous brands including the Rolling Stones and Warner Brothers. He's an accountant, an attorney, and a professional of finance at USC, and an author. Jeff Stoller's new book is a primer for all new and future entrepreneurs. The book is entitled, You Want to Be an Entrepreneur. Jeff joins us on the line from Miami, Florida to tell us more about the book and the work he does. Jeff, welcome to the Small Biz Brain.
Hi, David. It's a pleasure to be here. Thank you.
Absolutely. So what's fascinating about this subject, some have tackled it over the years. You're right at this intersection, this nerve, where people who have an idea, a dream, a passion, decide to create a business from that and the misunderstandings that surround that endeavor. What in your life, your practices as a professor or legally inspired you to go right down the middle and really deliver a book like this?
Well, it really started back when I was a professor at USC. And being a student, you're so involved in taking your classes, but when you're a professor, you look at things obviously a little differently. And I saw all these subjects being broken down into very specific boxes, whether it was finance or law or marketing. And that's not how the real world works. That's not how entrepreneurs work. You could be in a very big company and those functions could be delegated to experts in each field. But when you're an entrepreneur, you really have to have some degree of knowledge about everything, especially because so many decisions about a specific subject impact so many different things. For instance, hiring people, it impacts your management, impacts your finances, it impacts your marketing because of the specific expertises you're looking for. So that combined with later on in my consulting practice, seeing clients coming in with good ideas, but they really were lacking in many of the basics. And you can, it's actually easy to see when you watch some of the TV shows that are on today, Dragon Dan from London and even Shark Tank from the States, how people can come on and have decent ideas for a product or a service, but they're so lacking in some of the basic business skills and knowledge that they need to take that great idea and actually implement it and make it into a real business.
And of course, folding into all of this is the idea that you don't have to go it alone. For example, if you're a technician with a specific skill set, you can get help in finance, in legal, in trademark law, whatever it is, to help you form the corporation in a way that's meaningful and ultimately profitable, right?
That's absolutely true. And sometimes people think that they have to go it alone, or they don't realize that they could just get some help. And what the book, You Want to Be an Entrepreneur, is designed to do is not to give you all the answers, because it's just not possible in one book. MBA students go to school for years and they've got a tremendous amount of education, but they still don't know the answers. What I'm just trying to do is alert people to those areas that, as you mentioned, you need some help in. And you need some help in picking the right organization, or you need some right help in picking the right tax structure, or you need some help in protecting your intellectual property. These are all things that I just want people to know that there are areas that they need to be concerned about and they have to do something with.
They have to do something with it. Jeff Stoller, he's the author of You Want to Be an Entrepreneur. What's striking about the book, too, as I peruse the table of contents, is the depth of which you go into many of these subjects, in particular finance. I suppose that speaks to your background. There's so much to know about finance, the structure, the legal structure to operate under, and then how P&Ls and balance sheets work. And again, you may choose as an entrepreneur, you don't want to do this all, but this is a primer is the right word, because it really does. It does a pretty deep dive, actually. I would say it's a primer plus.
You know, there's an actually about, I think it was about 3 weeks ago, I saw an article in the New York Times that was talking about how MBA students are coming out and they cannot put together a realistic profit and loss statement. It's hard to believe.
That is hard to believe, actually.
But I've seen it in so many places, so many people. They don't know how to do it. And maybe some MBA students should be reading the book. But I really was intending it for people who are going at this and they've got a dream and they've got a great idea and they want to say, what do I do now? I don't really know what to do now. That's who the book is for.
Excellent. What about you, would you say, Jeff, that made you particularly qualified to structure it this way and to address what I'm calling this sort of bridge or vortex around, some call it the E-myth, this vortex between dream, vision, hobby, passion, and creating a business that generates revenue from it? What makes you particularly qualified, you think?
Well, I think it's a combination of my technical background having been in law and an accountant and finance. But beyond that, I really loved teaching. When I was a teacher and professor at USC, I really loved it. And I got out of it because I had other opportunities, not because I didn't like it or because it wasn't satisfying in some way. And the other thing is, I think different people have different particular skills or something about them is just turned on right. And I think in my case, the creative side of my brain functions very well with the technical side. And I can go back and forth from analyzing financial statements to designing a restaurant. And I can go back and forth to those two things very easily, and I'm very comfortable doing both. And I think so it enables me to take a really sort of overall look at a business and say, okay, I can see how you're doing in the technical area. The marketing needs some help. Let's work on that right now. Or let's work on your legal stuff right now. Or there's a question about intellectual property. Okay, let's deal with that. So I think it's a combination of my training, my experience, and something that allows the right side of my brain to communicate with the left side of my brain pretty well.
Of course, there's a thirst for capital for all entrepreneurs. But what's your particular view right now? The banking system is failing a lot of small businesses, some would say. What do you like to recommend, or how do you like to think about raising capital or the thought around capital formation for the entrepreneur, let's say with a startup?
You know, this is one of the hardest areas, and there is no easy answer to it. Unless you come from a very wealthy family and you can just turn to a close relative and say, please write me a check, this is a very hard thing to do. And, you know, the choices between going to your friends and family or going to, you know, independent third-party investors, it's still difficult. You know, even now, you know, in ventures that I'm involved with and people I'm involved with, it's a difficult process. And the banks, you're right, the banks are not into investing in startups. And even venture capital companies, you know, venture capital, I think most people think that venture capital companies invest in startups. And the reality is most venture capital companies provide expansion capital for existing businesses.
There's a bit of a vernacular check with all of that, Jeff. As you well know, the venture is a very different kind of capital than angel, which I think is what we would point to there. Friends and family, angel, venture, and onward. So it's difficult. Friends and family is often the case. Sometimes people float on credit cards to get it rolling with the idea that, of course, they'll retire the debt as soon as the company is able. And they're all different kinds of businesses. Who should be reading the book? Is this ubiquitous to all business? Who would you say your core audience is, if you could say?
Well, I think it really is a very broad spectrum. Yeah. If you have an idea or a patent and you just want to sell it, and you're just going to sell it and be done with it or license it, then you pretty much just need an attorney. If you want to implement that business or that idea yourself, then this is a book for you to read. And I would say that it's probably not for people who are very experienced or very knowledgeable, but if you are one of those tens of thousands of people who just had a dream and you have an idea and you know this can work, then you need some idea of what goes around it so that you can package it and present that in a format that it can actually function as a business.
Jeff Stoller, he's the author of You Want to Be an Entrepreneur. Success requires more than just a great idea. That was the clincher for me. You can find out more at youwanttobeanentrepreneur.com, just like it sounds, or you can write to info@youwanttobeanentrepreneur.com. Jeff Stoller, thanks for joining us on The Brain.
My pleasure, David. Thank you for having me.
Small Biz America.
The Brain.
Online at smallbizamerica.com.
Small Biz.
Small Biz America.